Today, Louisville, Kentucky, and Mobile, Alabama became the second and third airports staffed with federal screeners. The only other airport with a federal workforce is Baltimore-Washington International. The government scorecard, 3 airports down, 426 more to go by November 19th. The Transportation Security Administration is scrambling to hire thousands of people. One place they're looking is at job fairs around the country. NPR's Marianne Akers attended one in Chicago this past weekend.
Within just 5 months, the government must hire and deploy at least 50,000 workers to screen passengers and baggage at the nation's airports. But first, it must find people who qualify. Chicago was one of 8 cities with big airports where the Transportation Security Administration held job fairs. Only a handful of people showed up here to a quiet computer room inside the Radisson Hotel to fill out online applications.
Do you have the experience performing security screening using a walkthrough metal detector magnetometer? Yes, I have.
Aldwin Livingston is applying to be a screener as well as a screener supervisor. He says he has plenty of security experience, but not at airports.
I performed the duties of airport security screener in charge. I have never. It seemed like to me, the only thing they're going to get is the group they're having problems with. So I hope that it's not a mark against us when it comes to getting a job.
In other words, he hopes that his lack of airport security experience won't disqualify him. At another computer terminal sits a shy, rigidly formal 26-year-old named Joseph Croak. He, too, is applying to become a security screener supervisor.
Am I able to read, write, and speak a foreign language? I'm going to have to say no on that. Same question with the language of French. No, I am not. Speak Polish? No. Arabic? That's a negative also. It's not looking very good for my qualification right now.
Despite his language deficiency, Croak is actually the most likely candidate in the room to qualify for a federal screener job because he's just finished his service in the Marine Corps. He gets bonus points for that on his application. The Transportation Security Administration is giving hiring preference to ex-military personnel, and unofficially, the agency is wooing people with police experience, too. And Croak had that training in the Marines.
Vehicles, okay, they're asking an inspection such as property of vehicles, buildings, and so forth. Yes, vehicles entered our base every day.
After answering a long battery of questions, Croak reads the good news on the computer screen.
Congratulations, you have completed this phase of the hiring process, and based on your initial review application, we have determined that you are eligible for the next phase of hiring process for this position.
TSA spokesman Nico Melendez says Croak is an ideal candidate, at least on paper.
He will now be invited to an assessment center. We're going to bring in the qualified applicants and run them through a series of tests. English proficiency, ability to identify objects in an X-ray machine, be able to lift heavy objects, simulating, you know, heavy luggage at a security checkpoint.
Those assessment centers are scheduled to open this week in Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, New York, Newark, Hartford, Connecticut, and Orlando. And the agency is under exceedingly intense scrutiny to speed up the process. Lawmakers are questioning the TSA's soaring costs, which the Transportation Department Inspector General describes as out of control. And lawmakers are questioning whether the TSA can meet its congressionally mandated deadlines. The TSA insists it will, even under the current excruciating schedule of federalizing about 100 airports each month until November. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.